With just 57 days of campaigning in this recall election, what's a winning strategy? To find out, we called on Gail Kaufman, a veteran Democratic political consultant. She's staying on the sidelines for this race, but offered up some advice.
All the major candidates have to think about a few things. One, how do they raise money? And that's difficult because this is a big state, and putting a campaign together with people, with TV, with what I consider to be a major component, which will be a get-out-the-vote effort, all takes money. The other thing is you have to figure out, and quickly figure out, who are your voters in this election, and I think that's for all campaign consultants at the moment the biggest question. Who will come out, and who are they for? And that takes polling, and I think that takes some level of confidence that you know you have some base, and not all of them do.
Let's talk first about the governor, Gray Davis, whose negative numbers in the polls are very high. The latest CNN USA Today Gallup poll says 64% of Californians say he should be removed from office. That includes 40% of Democrats. How does he beat back this recall effort?
Well, I think he does some of what he's already done, and I think he moves to some messages that I have a feeling are going to be compelling, and that is the circus atmosphere of this and just the craziness that could ensue as a result of this. I think the cost issue goes away because, quite frankly, they're going to spend the money. And I think one of the things the governor's got to do is just focus on doing his job as governor and convincing people that knowing what you've got is better than the unknown.
At the same time, there is a Democrat, more than one Democrat, but the lieutenant governor, Cruz Bustamante, is on the ballot as a possible option for Democratic voters.
Right.
Does that complicate things?
I think it does in some regards. In other regards, it may actually work in tandem with what the governor is doing, since the governor will be saying vote no on the recall, and so will Cruz Bustamante. And certainly Cruz will have a tremendous base of support within the Latino community and other communities who may not have come out naturally to vote for the no side of the recall. He could energize a base that wouldn't have come out any other way.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has gotten some criticism for not being terribly specific about his plans for the state and also for avoiding the California press corps out there. What would your strategy be for him? Does he benefit by not being terribly specific, do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, you asked originally about what do you do in 57 days. One of the benefits for him, and certainly a calculation in him getting in this race, was that he only has that amount of time to make mistakes. And for him, at this point, with tremendous name ID and also tremendous goodwill coming into this race, the only thing he can do is step all over himself. So I think at some point, you're right, he's going to have to get more specific. I think all the candidates, especially the other Republicans, are going to demand that he tell people what he'll do as governor. And if I were running his campaign, I'd probably do what they're doing, which is trying to keep him away from having to answer those questions. But that's going to be hard.
Going to be hard because?
Because he's not going to be able to spend 57 days without being somewhat specific about how he will solve the $8 billion deficit that he would be faced with and some of the real problems that the state faces.
On the Republican side, there are also a number of other candidates. Bill Simon, who lost to Gray Davis last fall. State Senator Tom McClintock. You've got Peter Ueberroth, the former baseball commissioner. How do they go about trying to distinguish themselves from the pack?
Well, that's going to be very hard because none of them really have much of a base to start with. I don't know what they do. I think they may, as I've read in some of the reports, they're all sitting there waiting for Arnold to misstep. And I think that's a tough way to run a campaign, is to wait for your opponent to do something wrong. And the only one of the three that I think has a message is McClintock, who will spend a lot of time on the car tax issue and does have some name identification coming out of his last failed attempt at statewide office. I think, however, that a one-note campaign is probably not going to be enough to put him over the top.
Well, Gail Kaufman, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Gail Kaufman is a Democratic consultant. She joined us from Sacramento.